The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the Lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. How is everybody today? Find your spot. Congratulations, you're officially a member now. Hi, come on up, have a seat with us. So I've got something to surprise you with today. We're going on a trip in 15 minutes. All right, all of us. For real. I don't know where, but it's going to be for 3 years. Uh-oh, is right. What are you going to pack? You only got 15 minutes. What are you going to pack? What are you going to take? Yes.
Food.
Okay, that works.
Water.
That's good. Yes.
Clothes.
Okay. Huh? Sleeping bags. Electronics. I figured that was coming. All right. But guess what? How much luggage do you think that is? 1,000. It might be. But what if I was to tell you, you can't take anything? You would not survive, huh? You think so. Okay. Well, you know, that's what's happened today. Jesus was talking to some fishermen, and he chose them and got them to fish in the right side of the boat and got all these fish, and then he came up and he told them, "Guess what? From now on, you're going to be fishing for people." And did they go home and pack? No. It says they dropped everything and went with him. Boy, that would be kind of hard, wouldn't it? No electronics. Sorry. That would be tough, wouldn't it? But they did it. They did it. Now, if you're going to be fishing for people, though, when you go fishing, you need bait, right?
Yes. That's the only way you can get fish.
Only way you can get fish is with bait. So what do we use? What would, if we were those people and we dropped everything and went, we don't have any bait, what would we use to fish for people? Bingo. Very well done. We would use God to help us. Exactly. And what it says here in the very first lesson, too, is kind of interesting, too, because Isaiah's talking, and it says, "Then I heard the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' What did he answer? 'Here I am, send me.'" So if we're going to use God, what we're going to do is we're going to use his love. That's the thing that we take with us all the time. That's the only way you can get, maybe not fish, but it's the way we get people. And how do you know what bait to take? Well, you come here. So you can put that bait in your heart. You come and take the Word of God, you take the love of God, and you take the Spirit of God, and we learn about it in this place, and we put it in our heart, and then we go out those doors and go fishing. And we fish with that love in our lives. And people see that bait, and they see that love, and they see that Spirit, and they see that Word of God in us, and that's how we catch fish. Not fish, but people. So that's what I hope you do. I hope you continue to come and build that bait up and go out and fish. And you don't need anything else but God's love and God's help, like you said. And He will bless that. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be the ones that you send out to fish for people. Help us to take the right bait with us. Help us to learn what that bait is here in this church, in Sunday school, and in our Bible studies, and in this worship, so that we may go out and fish for people, and people may see the bait in our hearts, your love, your Spirit, and your Word. Amen. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There was a group of people who were having a picnic along a riverbank, and unfortunately one of the men got a little bit too close to the bank. He slipped off and went into the water, but he couldn't swim. And so he started thrashing around, and people were very much concerned. They rushed over to the riverbank to try to save him, and they were reaching out to him and say, "Give us your hand, give us your hand." But he just kept on thrashing around and making drowning noises, and he wouldn't grab at their hand. But then another man comes pushing through the crowd, and he goes up to the riverbank, and he says, "Take my hand, take my hand." And the drowning man, he immediately grabs his hand, and the man was pulled to safety. Everybody in the crowd was just amazed. They were stunned. They didn't know what just happened. And so the man looked and he saw their amazement. He said, "There's nothing to this. I know this old coot. He's stingy and he's tight. You were saying, 'Give me your hand.' He's not going to give you a thing. I said, 'Take my hand,' and he grabbed it." I always like a good story that has a twist to it, a story that usually has a point to it as well then too. And our gospel story today is one of those. It's a wonderful story. There's some playfulness even within this story of Jesus just kind of egging things on a little bit. You know the story well. You've heard it. You probably heard it when you were 2 or 3 years old in Sunday school class. And we hear it every so often here in church as well then too. Just about every year, I think, we hear this story. But it's a good story, and for many it may be a favorite story, but there's always some parts to it that maybe you just didn't quite catch on to. This is very early in Jesus' ministry. He had been baptized. He had gone out into the wilderness. He had been preaching in and around the area of Galilee, there around the Galilean Lake, and people were starting to know who he was and be amazed at him, because he had been out healing people, he had been casting out demons, he'd been preaching in their synagogues, he was making a name for himself, and so people wanted to see him. Either they had seen him before, or they had heard about him, so they wanted to see him. So everywhere Jesus was going, he always had a crowd around him, and this time we see the story. It opens up on the side of the lake, and here's all these people pushing in on him. They want to be close to Jesus. They want to be near Jesus. They see him as an amazing person, and possibly even the Messiah. It was being whispered already that maybe he is the Messiah. So Jesus couldn't even turn around and talk to the people because they were pressing in so close to him. But he saw fishermen. They had been fishing all night long, and they had brought their boats in this morning and were cleaning up their nets. And so he hops into one of the boats and says, "Hey, you mind pushing me out just a little way so I can talk to these people?" Now, more than likely, Jesus had already met Peter. There's a story right before this, or just a few verses before this, about how Jesus had healed Simon's mother-in-law. It doesn't say that Peter was there, but Jesus healed his mother-in-law. And in John's gospel, Jesus does meet John right after Jesus' baptism. So more than likely, if Peter had not met Jesus, he had heard about Jesus because Andrew already knew Jesus as well then too. But anyway, Jesus gets in Peter's boat and Peter says, whatever, let's go out. So he takes him on out. And Jesus teaches the crowd. Now what Jesus said, we don't know. Luke does not record that in this story. We don't know what Jesus told the crowd. But after they got through speaking, Jesus says to Peter, let's go on out here to the deep water. Let's go fishing. This is a fishing boat, isn't it? Let's go fishing. Now I can just see Peter rolling his eyes on that one. He'd been out all night. He and his brother and maybe his father and James and John, his partners, had been out all night long and they caught nothing. And I can just see Peter, what's the use of going out there? There's no more fish out there, or at least not where we were fishing. The conditions aren't right to go fishing anyway. It's not the right time of day. The fish aren't going to be out there. We're not going to find any. And he explains that to Jesus. I'm sure Peter's tired. He's probably hungry. He wants to get home, get some breakfast, get some rest, finish cleaning up his boats, and maybe thinking maybe tomorrow night we'll get a little bit more, we'll have a little bit more luck. But that's not going to happen. Even reluctantly, Peter shoves on out to the deep waters. A decision that changes his life forever. Because once they get out in the deep waters, as you know, they pull up many, many fish. So many that when they call help from their friends, it's enough to fill up two fishing boats. And they are amazed at the catch. And I can imagine when they're pulling all these fish in and pulling up the nets, and then the nets are starting to break, or you can hear the strain on those nets, and everybody's busy trying to get all this scrambled up. And finally, when they get all these on the boat, they see how low in the water the boats are, and water's trying to lap in a little bit, and they're concerned about all these things. But then it hits Peter. He realized what had just happened. The reality of it hits him. He sees the fish. He sees the presence of Jesus. He sees what has just happened, which was impossible to happen. And it scares him. It scares the fool out of him. Because he says, get away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. There's points in our lives when we touch holiness, when we know of that presence of God. We just know that God is there. It maybe have been in an intense time of prayer that you have felt this. Maybe it was at a retreat. Maybe it was in a worship service that was very meaningful for you. Maybe it was at a time of healing. Maybe it was in the dead silence that you could hear God speak. But that holiness of God comes and touches us. And in this moment is when God touches Peter. Peter realized that he is in God's presence, and it scares him because he knows he is unworthy of being in the presence of God. The last couple of weeks, we've been reading the story of Jesus going to his own hometown. And there was very much that same reaction. That Peter, or that the people that Jesus grew up with were afraid. That this person that they had lived with for many, many years, they realized that this could be the Messiah, and it scared them. They were filled with so much fear that they wanted to get rid of Jesus and were ready to throw him off a cliff. For Peter, the story ends up different. Peter wasn't ready to throw Jesus off the cliff. But when Jesus made that invitation to come, follow me, and I will have you fishing for people, Peter was ready to go. Peter was ready to drop everything that he had and come follow Jesus, because he knew, he had the faith to know that Jesus was the real thing, that truly this was the Son of God. This was the Messiah that had been prophesied for years, for hundreds of years before. And here Peter was, standing in his presence. Here the Lord was calling him to come follow him. For us, Jesus calls us. We have those moments of holiness where we know that God's presence is there. But even in the mundane things of life, like Peter and James and John and Andrew out there fishing, just doing the mundane things of life, you never know when God is going to call you. And he calls us maybe into the shallows at first. Like Jesus asked Peter just to pull out just a little way so he could talk to the crowd. But then at other times, he calls us into the deep water, to step out into that dangerous place, that place that you may not even feel comfortable, to come out, because that's where you're going to catch the fish. That's where your commitment is full, is when you step out into the deep, when you go into those deep waters. Our faith calls us into different places. And Jesus is the one who is calling us. Come, take my hand, and I will rescue you. Or as he called Andrew, come and see what God has in store for you. Or here he calls Peter, come, follow me, and you will be fishing for people. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.